Avery and Abrina, welcome back. Grid, welcome back. Welcome back. Sorry, Grid, Abrina beat you today. Welcome, welcome. Hey, Ace, welcome. Frankie. Welcome, welcome. Hope everyone had a good weekend. As always, I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. I don't mind getting beaten by Brina. This is about what kind of beating you're talking about. I just thought I'd throw in a little kink there. Hey, Shelby. Welcome, welcome. Frankie says to Grant, what about me? Oh, boy. No, you did not miss a secret. You didn't miss a secret. Chris says, Frankie, you're always my friend. Oh. Hey, Miss Deborah over on YouTube. Welcome, welcome. Oh, boy. Okay, so I'm gonna stop the music. But before I start, guys, y'all know that the last 6 months I've been trying to stay on topic. So I, with this show actually came from Ace and Bro last week because what we were talking about, and they were going back and forth in the chat. So this is where this topic is coming from. So this is a trigger warning for some people. Some people may, you know, they may not like some things that other people say, but as y'all know, on my show, we don't disrespect people, whatever, and we're going to try to stay on topic. And I will be saying that as the show goes on, as more people come on. And Brina says it's an important topic. Okay, so this is my question. For the LGBTQ, not just to that group of people, but just as a whole, what can I say to your children? And are some people pushing the envelope? The envelope too much? Hey, Lou, welcome. So that's the question that I have. Now, I saw a TikTok last Friday, and I was too lazy to download it so you guys could hear it, whatever. But basically, it was a transgender female who transitioned from a male to a female. And he said that at the beginning of the year, his class had 25 students. And a week later, he had 19 and more parents were pulling their children out of school. So another African-American asked on this panel, because it looked like they were like in a town hall or something. And the other man said, well, don't you think that parents have the right to pull their children out of class? And the teacher said, well, no, that's just like me taking my child out because you're black, you know, or, you know, this person, their religious views or something. And then the person who was stitching the TikTok said, no, you're absolutely wrong. It is not the same. And I was thinking about that. And this is something that I personally struggle with when it comes to the whole transgender thing. What is pushing the gender too far? And when a friend of mine found out what my topic was, she's no one who comes on this show. She always listens to the downloads. When she saw my topic, she texted this morning and she said, in fact, let me get the exact text that she said. Her response was, why is the 1% controlling what people say? I feel this is for me as a parent to discuss with my child. Some people disagree with that. Some people say, you know, it is not just the 1%, but is the 1% driving the conversation about transgender? Is the 1% driving the conversation about gay people? You know, this past week, it was Pride Day, Pride Week, and there were fistfights that were breaking out in schools. You know, in K through eight schools, you had parents going up against each other over this topic. So is transgender, being gay, is that something that should be taught in schools? Or is it something that you as a parent should tell your child? And the same thing for sex. You know, sex education is usually, if it's still being taught in school, when I got sex education, it was my freshman year of high school, but I had to have a parental consent in order to take the class. So should talking about transgender and anything that's LGBTQ, should it be something that the parents sign off on? And if they don't want their child to hear it, they have the right to pull their child out of class. And Rena, have you heard from Reagan? You're talking about the Reagan that did Friendly Differences. Is that the Reagan that you're talking about? You know, I should have reached out to her, but I was not thinking about that. And I actually thought about Reagan this morning, if that's the Reagan you're referring to. So what do you all think? I mean, do you think that transgender is something that should be told from the parent, or is it the schools? Because right now, and Lou, I'm going to Florida again, because that's where a lot of it started. You know, there's so many different rules and laws and, you know, talking about woke and, you know, transgender is not woke. LGBTQ is not woke. And again, woke is a black term for everyone. The conservatives just co-opted it and turned it into something ugly. You know, woke just means be aware. You know, but, you know, is it the same as saying, I don't want a black person teaching my child. I don't want a white person. You know, I don't want a white person teaching my child. I don't want a Latino, whatever. Are we getting to that point, you know, where we're saying, well, don't teach, you know, this in school and don't teach that, whatever, that we are actually allowing the government to tell us what we should and should not, you know, teach in school? Or is it just a small group of people who are saying, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, you can't do this, you can't do that? So those are my questions. And Brennan says, adults can't even have serious and constructive conversations, so how do we expect kids to understand? I do think some schools have taken it too far by taking away parental rights. I know here in Jersey, if your child wants to go by an alternate pronoun, they don't have to tell the parents that, that's wrong. Okay. And Lou says, God bless Florida. See, A says, woke is used so wrong on so many occasions. Yes, yes, it is. And Brina says, I knew of a girl in high school that took her own life because she told her parents that she was gay and they didn't accept her. That particular circumstance makes me feel bad that she didn't have support anywhere else. But I don't agree with masking it from parents. But Brina, okay, Blunt, hey, welcome. So Brina, okay, but, and again, I, you know, this topic can go a lot of different ways, but when you say that she took her own life because, you know, her parents didn't accept that she was gay, but you have, you know, children under the age of 18 who have sex, they get pregnant, they're afraid of telling their parents because how they know their parents will probably react. And they end up, you know, going to have these back alley abortions. So what do you do? What if you have that parent or parents that don't want to hear it, don't want to accept it? Oh, not my son. My son's, he's macho, or not my daughter. My daughter's not gay. I mean, what do you do? Ellie, fair use. Welcome. So what do you do? What do you do? And A says, Brina, but here's the catch. What if you tell the parents and they are so rejecting the child, it happens again? It has happened. Yes, it has. I mean, what do you do? And see, and the conversation that we're having right now, to me, is the conversations that need to be had in City Hall and elsewhere, because we are allowing a small percentage of people drive the narrative of what is going on. I think that there's a small percentage of transgender people that drive the, you know, the conversation and what is going on. I think there's a small percentage of people who want to ban books who drive the conversation of what is going on. I think that you have a small percentage of people in government who are driving the conversation and changing laws. You know, I mean, just look at, you know, the country as a whole. So is it to the point where, and this is how I feel, especially with history, this is how I feel. I think history should be an elective. If your child is not going to learn everything and learn it right, I'm pulling my kid out of class because I don't want him to take a test and get something wrong that he knows is not right. And he, you know, gets graded down for it because he's being taught a certain way that the government wants them to learn. So the same thing with transgender. Should you be able to pull your child out of class or just make it an elective? You know, does a third grader need to know about gender? You know, whether you're male, female, do they need to know about transgender? Do they need to know about being gay? Some people say yes. Some people say no. And I do believe that parents do have rights, but like A said, and like Brina said, you're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. What if you have those parents that they just don't want to hear it? They don't want to hear it. They don't want to have anything to do with it. You know, literally until you get 18, you're not going to be, you know, you just can't talk to your parents. What if you have that parent that if you told them, Mom, you know, I had sex and now I'm going to have a baby, and you know, you have those parents that are going to throw you out of the house. Mom, I'm gay. You have those parents that are going to throw you out of the house. What do you do? What do you do? And Brina says to Ace, I know of a lot of people don't have support at home, but there has to be a way to support kids without keeping the parents out of it. But okay, so Ace, so Brina, how do you do that though? How do you support a child and keep the parents in the loop? What, I mean, you have kids that tell their friends things because they can't talk to their parents. You have children who go to their teachers and talk to their teachers because they can't talk to their parents. You have husbands and wives who talk to their friends because they can't talk to their spouses. What do you do? GP, welcome. Ace said, should a parent have the right to remove their kids from a class? Yes, they should not have to give reason for removal unless it's a recurring situation. Just like I can request a different doctor at least once without explanation. Second time, they need a valid reason. And Lou says the parent has the right to do whatever they want when it comes to education. Ace says it comes down to whether it's a question. It's questionable of abuse of the right. That's interesting. And Brina says, Salad, I don't know. If the kid is scared to go home, there's a problem. And I'm not even saying scared to go home. I'm just saying that they cannot talk to their parents. I mean, for me, I can talk to my dad a lot easier than I could to my mother. And when I did talk to my mother about certain things, I had to word things a certain way. I mean, there are people that I even know now that I have to choose my words carefully or else it'll turn into something else. You know, and when you're a child, not just when I say child, I'm talking about anybody under the age of 18. If you feel stressed out because your parents are a certain way, your parents are like, you know, I mean, if they're talking about, you know, God is going to get you and we need to praise the Lord and we need, I mean, if you come from one of those homes, there's maybe some things that you're not going to tell your parents. You know, if you have one parent that's really, really strict, you know, there are certain things that you're not going to tell your parents. What do you do? So how do you keep the parents in the loop, but still helping a child that is struggling with their gender? What do you do? And then Ace says, should a parent have the right to remove their kid? Okay, I'm sorry. I read that already. I think jumped. See? Okay. Brina says, yep, I think you could take your child out of the classroom if it goes against what you're teaching at home. Okay, so goes against what you're teaching at home. What if you're teaching your child to hate people of another race? What if you're teaching your male children to, and you're teaching this at home, what if you're teaching your male children to disrespect women? But in school, they're teaching everybody's the same, or, you know, men should respect their wives and, you know, wives should respect their husbands. You know, it's a mutual thing. What do you do? Because there are things that are being taught in the home that are not right, that are just, you know, that are just wrong. So, I mean, you know, and then going back to what Ace said, when you said she had the right to remove their kids from class, you know, I'm saying that you should have the right that if you don't want your child to learn a certain subject, then they are excused from that subject for the rest of the year or the semester, however long that subject's being taught. If it's being taught a week, my kid goes to the library, goes to study hall, you know, goes to sit in Mrs. Jones' room and, you know, gets an extra thing of math. I mean, something. But, you know, a parent should have the right to remove their kid from class. Now, what if your child wants to take that class? What if they really want to take that class? Should a parent just automatically shut their kid down and say, no, you're not taking that class, whether that kid's in seventh grade, second grade, or if they're a senior in, you know, about to walk across the stage? You know, what if that kid wants to take that class? What if they want to know? And then again, it's, you know, if the class is being taught the right way. So, again, you know, there's just so many things that are going on in this world where we do have a small percentage of people driving the narrative of what is going on. Okay, and then Brenda says, I'm trying to keep religion out of this. No, I totally get it. And then Brenda says, you don't think your child is ready to learn something outside of the basic curriculum. GB says, a good mother is worth 100 teachers. You know, but again, Crucible, welcome. And to everyone who came in after what I said at the very beginning, which I think, Blunt, I don't think you heard it, Blunt, LA, Fair Use, GP, Crucible, with this topic, stay on topic. If you come up on the panel, stay on topic. And I know this topic can take a lot of various ways, but for the most part, you know, stay on topic. So do people push the envelope too much? Are some people pushing the envelope too much? And some, and people who say, well, this group of people, they're pushing it too much. And, you know, the another group who opposes that view could say, well, no, you're pushing it too much. You know, but when you look at it, you know, it's like, Sabrina, it does. It does have those variables that Crazy, you know, talks about. Hey, Bart, welcome. You know, but, you know, what do you do? What do you do if you have a teacher, you're dropping your first grader off at school, the first day of school, and you find out that your child's teacher is trans. Does it matter more in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, as opposed to if they were in junior high or if they were freshman, sophomore, junior, senior? Does it matter? Does it matter if, you know, they're 23 and they're taking college courses? Does the age of the child matter? Or is it the fact that, we stay on topic by not bringing in things that don't have anything to do with what we're talking about. That's how you stay on topic. You don't start talking about, you know, crime and stuff like that. That's staying on topic. Who just popped in? Linko, welcome. You know, at what point do we say enough is enough? And not just about people who are against transgender or for transgender or, you know, against LGBTQ or against it. Just, you know, with everything. Because a can of worms have been opened, and now everything is under attack. Everything. So what do you do? What do you do when your child wants to know why Mr. Jones is now Mrs. Jones? What do you tell your child? Do you leave it up to Mrs. Jones to now tell their class what she did over the summer and now she's went from Mr. Jones to Mrs. Jones? Or do you just pull your child out of class? You know, do you make the teacher into a villain? Do you turn them into villains? Because now we have teachers that are leaving the profession because of what is, because they don't know how to teach, or if they teach the wrong thing, that they will, they will go to jail. I mean, what do you do? And Ace said, I had a trans teacher in fourth grade, never knew they were trans until I became an adult over 21. So is that another thing? I mean, should Mr. Jones have to transfer to another school and become Mrs. Jones so people don't know that they're trans? So that's when I say, do we vilify the person who is trans or LGBTQ? Crucible, welcome.
Hi, Solid. Yeah, to answer your question, I think age is really the crux of any of these conversations. I don't think these conversations are inappropriate after a certain point. Once children are mature enough, and I understand they mature at different rates, I think what we've gotten to here a little bit are, and Rockweiler makes a good point, everything is becoming sexualized. And when I hear that point of view, I wonder why. There's always a motivation behind these things. So I guess I'm also wondering, how did this issue wind up front and center in our classrooms? Why are teachers left to arbitrate these kinds of sensitive topics when they really should be the jurisdiction of the parents? I've seen different articles and different pictures of classrooms that were taken, I'm guessing, surreptitiously, where the students and the teacher, and these are trans teachers, are wearing t-shirts that say, it's okay to be confused. Well, that might be true, but if you're confused, you should seek the counsel or advice of somebody who you trust and who is qualified and who is invested on your behalf. That would be your parents, I think. So I'm just curious as to how this has drifted, not just drifted into the classroom, but kicked the door down. And like you say, there's a very small percentage of people driving the narrative, but what's the outcome? What's the end game here? What are we going after with this over-sexualization at such early ages? What is the end game?
Okay, so first, before I go into that, I just want to read what Ace says. He says, she says, that's not an automatic in my house, but I know my house doesn't run like status quo. That becomes a discussion where I try to understand the kids' point of view. Okay, so Crucible, before you came on, when I say the 1%, I'm talking about there's a small percentage of people who drive the narrative for a lot of different things. There's a small percentage of the government that's driving the narrative on trans. You have the small percentage of the trans group who is driving. You have a small percentage. I mean, it's always a small percentage of some group that is for or against, no matter what you think. But before you came on, again, what Brian and I were talking about is, what do you do when you have a child that commits suicide because they're afraid to tell their parents? What do you do when you have a child that, yes, we can say, well, it's up to the parents, but not everybody can talk to their parents. Everybody does not have parents that you can talk to. And that's a fact. That is a fact. Everybody's parents are not open, whatever. Some parents don't want to hear, you have some men who freak out if their son doesn't want to play baseball or they don't want to play football. You have some women who freak out. Well, why, you need to wear dresses. Mom, I don't want to wear a dress. Well, you need to wear, I don't want to wear a dress. I mean, and if you come home saying that you're going to have a baby, you have some parents that just totally freak out. So yes, things should be left up to the parents, but what if you're in a situation where you cannot talk to your parents? Daddy Hoff, welcome. What do you do? Because that's a sad situation. So Ace, welcome. I know you are at work.
That's so. Okay. Crucible can go ahead and go first. I took a break.
Okay. Crucible?
Yeah, I guess where I would come down on it is Because you're absolutely right. So there are certain parents, they give off the vibe. There are certain topics that they know are off limits. It's not going to be a comfortable conversation. It's not going to end well. So kids pick up on what their parents would like to stay away from. And so I think when you get that point, you are either going to have to talk to a school counselor. That's a difficult thing to do. Approach your teacher. I don't know, but these are things that I'm not even sure teachers. I'm exempting trans teachers because they're up to speed on these things. But regular rank and file teachers, I don't know that are equipped or qualified to have these conversations. But they could at least maybe direct you to a school counselor or even an outside resource that you can talk to. But I agree with you 100%. Not every parent is receptive, and that's a problem. It does lead to things like suicide, unfortunately.
I mean, you have some parents, I mean, who will not accept that their child is a bully. So, you know, so how is that same parent going to accept that their son comes home one day and says, you know, I want to be a girl, or a boy comes home one day and says, I want to be a girl, or I'm gay, or whatever. I mean, these are very real issues. Ace.
Okay, so sticking with the concept of a child who is questioning whatever, whether it is their gender or their sexuality and the school situation, I was that child growing up. There was no talking to my parents. They are Bible-thumping Christians, and I don't mean that in a bad way. They're just very gung-ho about the religion. They are very set on the queer community is wrong. It is a violation against God's standards. That is my family's beliefs. That is what they stick by. So growing up, I always knew. I can remember as far back as 5 years old stating that I was different, and I knew I was different. I didn't want to do the girl things, but I didn't always want to do the boy things. I never felt like I fit in as far as gender was concerned. I also knew that I liked this girl, but I also liked this boy. And this isn't like 5 years old. I knew this. Now, I was taught it was wrong, so I thought something was wrong with me. I did not see the gay community, the queer community. None of that was represented in my household because of the way in which I was raised. So I was not familiar with any of it. I am that kid that would have never went to my parents. Never, not once, because I knew exactly how my parents would respond. My mom, being military, was very aggressive in the nature in which she handled things. So I didn't go to mom for anything. My children, on the other hand, my children are lucky. They're in a different environment. It's a very accepting environment when it comes to my household, in part because I do understand the queer community. I am a part of the queer community. I am also technically underneath that trans umbrella. So my children are lucky. They can come to me and they are aware. I have one child who is straight, identifies as the sex in which they were born. I have one who identifies as being queer, and right now currently is exploring the concept that they do not believe that they are the sex that they were born. They are exploring their gender expression, and I'm okay with that. However, this was never discussed at school. I never had this conversation with their teacher. Their teacher knows me. My kids have luckily ended up with the same teacher back to back. They're 1 year behind the other. So it is my youngest who went to school and decided to tell their teacher that their pronouns are they, them, that they currently do not identify as she or he, and that they're still exploring it. The teacher, not familiar with the community, he is also very, he's heterosexual, married, has children, and he is what is labeled as cisgender. He identifies as the man in which he was assigned at birth. So his step was, and he's a very understanding teacher. He was like, you know, I understand that. Let's set up a meeting with the counselor. Theoretically, the job of the teacher at that point, if the student felt comfortable enough to go to the teacher, he followed the correct steps. The next step would be to take you to the school counselor. And let's have that conversation with the school counselor, with or without the teacher present, depending on that child's comfortability. And then the counselor, assuming they have the correct training, knowledge, understanding, empathy, things along those lines, would go forward with that conversation and determine whether or not the child has said anything at home. Okay, well, why haven't you said anything at home? And they get a grasp and a feeling of what it is that has held that child back from talking to the parent. They work towards, which this counselor did, understanding if my child was comfortable. Did they want the counselor there to have the conversation? Things along that nature. Little did the counselor understand that I really did already know all of this. And the counselor deemed that it was a safe situation and an acceptable situation to handle it all over the phone at that time, which is perfect because she does know me again. She had my oldest child. She has stated that she has had similar situations where she felt it was going to be more of a needs to have a perfect touch to it or a very gentle touch to it. She said this isn't the first case that she has had along this nature with a student. So she had to veer her methods differently as to how to handle and loop in parents and determine next steps, whether it had to do with her verbiage or having, you know, hey, can we have meetings? Is it all right with you if I see your kid, you know, X amount of times a month or whatever the case may be? So theoretically, if the counselor is properly trained, they would be able to ask the right questions to pinpoint the scenarios, determine why this child may not be saying anything at home, whether or not it is safe to approach it just outright, or if they need to handle it with extra care because of what the home life is like. Does not mean it isn't always going to go that way, but at least from what I've seen in this school district, they do include the parent. They just try to determine what is the correct way to include the parent based off of what they can gather from the child about their home life.
Okay, Ace, I have a comment to what you said, but it's also bringing in to what Brina, and official welcome to Power Girl and Shorty. So Brina says, that's where I get torn. I know there are kids that have parents that are not accepting, but I don't agree with taking out of the discussion and allowing the school to be their only way to go. And Lou says, I had to protect some homosexual kids who used to get bullied down here all the way to my house, had to put younger kids in check. And at home, his father hated him and he committed suicide. So Ace, going to what Brina and Lou just said, and what you just said, when you ascertain what is, you know, what their home life is like, what if you have a child that is telling the teacher, my father hates me. My mother hates me. You know, if we bring this up, you know, this, you know, my father, he beats me. You have people, children who are like that. So what do you do? What do you do? You know, and I think that, you know, the government coming in and making these laws and rules and everything, you know, I think that's wrong. But on the other hand, you know, I also think that, you know, things should not be pushed on kids. But on the other hand, I don't think that they necessarily are. But on the other hand, I mean, it's just so many variables to this thing. You know, a child should be able to say, I don't want to learn this. And like I said, go to the library, whatever. I think a parent has the right to pull their child out, but I don't think it's right to make the teacher a criminal, which is going on. If they teach something, that they're the criminal, because what if these children or child really wants to know? What if this child can't go to the counselor? Maybe the counselor doesn't believe in the whole transgender thing. They're like, nope, what? You should do this, whatever. You know, counselors can be equipped for a lot of things. We have police officers that are equipped for a lot of things. Doesn't mean that they do the job the way they're supposed to. So again, what do you do? Because I don't really see an answer. I truly don't. I do not see an answer. Matthew Shepard back in the 90s, you know, got chased down and beaten and tied up to a fence, and he stayed there for almost 2 days before he was found, and he finally died because two people who were against gays beat him up. But back then, like Ace said, you know, there are some things you just couldn't say. Were there gay people? Were there people who wanted to be other genders back in 1702. I believe that there were. And yes, there were gay people back then. You just didn't say anything. Because you would get shot or put in jail, you know, whatever. But now I truly do not believe that there's an answer to any of this, because no matter what you say, there's another group that's going to be unhappy. And if you have a child that is struggling, what do you do? Crucible?
I have a question for Ace, for her personally, but also as a broader question in regards to exposing children to these different concepts and options. I'm just curious if she thinks, Ace, if you think that if you were a heterosexual parent and your upbringing were different, would you have introduced these other possibility lifestyle options to your children? Or do you think you accelerated their thought process around these things more so than would have been done had you been a heterosexual parent? And do you think by introducing these concepts so early, not just maybe you as a parent, but schools in general, are we accelerating or are we introducing things that they otherwise on their own would not be curious about?
I grew up in a heteronormative household. I had no role models. I had no education on the queer community. I did not know they existed, yet I'm still queer. So by hiding it, all you're doing is prolonging somebody figuring out who they are. Now, do they need to know details? No. Just like a child knows from a very young age what a heteronormative relationship is, right? Like, without knowing the sex that is involved, they can know the same about queer relationships. My thing is not regarding anything as far as like the sex education portion of it. Sex education growing up, I didn't even attend those classes. My mom signed the waiver saying I can't even be in it. And even then I found out that all it is telling you about your reproductive system and how it works at the time, at least at my time. But to tell a child in kindergarten when we're making our family tree that they can't put mommy and mommy on their family tree is telling them to be ashamed of who their family is. So I don't see why the basics of the concept of a family structure can still be there without necessarily being the key focus point.
Good points, Ace. Good point.
Good answer. I like that. That's good. Good. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Some of these. Green says we need many hands. Lou says spread more division. I'm not sure what you mean by that. Lou says I'm not in favor of it, but I also wouldn't hurt them. Just keep it over there. Brina says, it's so hard for me not to bring religion into this. As a Christian, we're supposed to bring the kids up to trust intuition. I wouldn't consider myself a Bible something Christian because we aren't supposed to judge. But if you bring kids up right, they shouldn't have hatred inside of them. But Brina, but for that, is it hatred inside of them being confused of who you are? You know, that you do, like Ace said, knowing from an early age, you know, she liked that girl, but she liked that boy too. You know, so I don't know. Minnesota says to Lou, I'm not in favor either, but laws are wrong. Thumping not something. Let me go back and look at what Brenda says. Okay, thumping not something. Some people just hate what they don't understand. Yes, yes. I mean, and that's the problem with society as a whole. People hate what they don't understand. But that's a whole different subject. But at the same time, you know, what do you do? Is there a compromise? Is there a middle ground with the whole LGBTQ trans? I mean, is there a middle ground? Was it necessary for fights to break out, you know, across the country this past week over Pride Week? You know, why not just, if they're marching down the street. They're having their LGBTQ, you know, they're marching down and they have permission to do their parade. Why just let them be? Because are they spreading hatred? Are they yelling out some slogan like, you know, kill all straight people, whatever? I mean, if they're just doing their own thing, whatever, why not just let them be? Now, if they turned out where they were spewing hate, then I would say something, you know, no. But why not just, you know, why the hatred, you know, and again, I come back to, what do you do? Is there a middle ground? Because honestly, I don't think that there is, because you have your people who are going to think however they want, which is fine. The middle ground, to me, the only middle ground that I can see is just don't put your kid in that class. If your kid really wants to be in that class and you're saying no, is your kid going to, you know, forge your name on a permission slip so they can be in that class, and then you don't know until the kid's been in the class for a month and you find out? Do you want your child finding out from their friends because they can't go to you? Do you want your kids finding out from the neighbor next door because if the teacher teaches it in class, she'll be arrested? I mean, what do you do? I don't know. Crucible?
Well, one thing that I do kind of get concerned about is particularly when, and I'm not saying it's not an important issue, your sexual orientation is a lens through which you see the rest of the world. It affects so many other areas of your life, but that's kind of my point. There are multiple facets to our beings and to our personalities and to our lives. I would be concerned that the overfixation on this at such an early age would overshadow other very compelling pieces of our personalities and of our lives, that we start to see ourselves only through our sexual orientation, our sexual preferences, our religious beliefs, our race, whatever that is. It's called identity. And identity is important because, like I said, it informs the rest of our lives. But if we are so fixated on that one component, I'm afraid the others are going to get kind of swept under the rug. And that becomes the center point of our existence, who we are sexually. And I just don't think that should be at the top of the list when we're forming our character and putting together the essence of our lives.
But for some people that is, and you can't tell people how they should feel or what they should think. You cannot tell people.
I can give advice.
I mean, right. But at the same time, it's like, but to say, you know, I don't think that should, I remember when Chaz Bono was doing the transition from a female to a male, and Chaz Bono said that when he used to do the Sonny and Cher shows, that they would bring him out and, you know, he would be in his little dress, you know, and, you know, his father would say chastity this and da 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 da. He said then that he used to fight backstage that he did not want to go out there in a dress. He wanted to go out there in, you know, G.I. Joe, whatever, because that's what he wanted to, you know, do. But his father was like, no, you know, you're a girl, you have to be whatever. But Chaz Bono said, even at that young age, and y'all ever watch this, the Sonny and Cher show, you know, Chastity Bono, you know, was probably 2, 3, whatever. And I believe him. I believe that he knew back then. And he said that even, you know, he couldn't even come out. He came out slowly to his mom. But his father was somebody that, oh no, if he had transitioned when Sonny Bono was still living, He said his father probably would have killed him. So what do you do? You can give all the advice that you want, but unless you are in that person's shoes, you don't know. So again, I come back to, what do you do? What do you do? Crazy. Well, welcome. You've missed all of the variables. You know, so I can give advice on transgender, but it would be like, okay, I'm giving this advice, but I have absolutely no clue because I've never struggled with my gender. I've never struggled with that. So, you know, but I do believe in the Bible. You know, and I know that for me personally, I would not change my sex. But am I going to denounce everyone else that has or does? No. Because I don't know what they're going through. You know, however, I do think this, and I've been, and a couple of transgender people have pushed back on me on this. I do believe that when you're young, we go through a whole lot of different things. Our hormones are, you know, raging, you know, girls are, you know, getting their cycles, you know, boys are starting like girls. And I mean, it's just so many things that are going on. The only thing I question is, should a child go through a gender transition in their early teens? That's the only, because it's like, do you really know who you are? That's the only thing that I question. But at the same time, it's not my right to judge. Do I want my child to, one day I'm calling them to come down for school and get ready to go to school, I go up in their room and they're hanging from the ceiling? What do you do?
Yeah.
Ellie says, I guess that's, hold on, Crucible. Mm-hmm. Ellie says, I guess that's the early age. We can't determine our children are lesbian or gay. Most of the girls have tendency to their girl classmates emotionally. Ace says, we can never determine for anyone else, not even our own child, in my opinion, because we are not them and can't truly know what they think and feel. I agree with that. Let's see, and Ace says, or Ellie says, Ace, sure, I meant personally, even in individuals can't determine. Maybe one would find out she's bisexual after years. Brandon says, no, I'm against any transition prior to the age of consent. It's irreversible. And Ace said, I knew it as early as 5, just didn't know the words and was raised things were a sin. Let me just flip up for a moment, make sure I got everybody. Okay. Crucible.
Yeah, I this is a small sample size, but because this topic has been in the news so much over the last several months, these stories are going to start popping up. So I have no idea if it's representative of the whole, transgender population or not. But I read these things more often than I used to about children. I don't know children, but they're now probably late teens or early 20s, and they had gender surgery back when they were early teens, and now they're regretting it, and they're having panic over the fact that they've irreversibly changed their lives. So I think if you're going to contemplate that sort of thing, it really needs to be thought through, because like Brina says, it's not reversible, and you just hear these stories of regret by people who made decisions in a very emotional state, no doubt, maybe without the right voices involved. And it's a calamity because it can't be fixed. So I would hold off just on any irreversible type of a procedure until you're emotionally and physically mature enough to understand the consequences.
Okay, but at the same time, you know, transitioning from male and female, it's a process. It's not like you went to get a tattoo. you know, you got a tattoo and you regret it years later, whatever. Maybe you got some woman's name or some man's name, whatever. And now you're married to somebody else, whatever, you know, and you can get that removed. But when you're transitioning, you know, it's a process. And I know that they have to speak to therapists, whatever. So in that time, people have the ability and the time to change their mind. But again, this is something that I struggle with. But I do not think the government should pass laws. I do not think that we should take books out of schools about LGBTQ or trans. I don't think that is right. If you don't want your child to read that book, don't buy it for them. Don't let them check that book out. But we cannot hide the fact that, you know, while everybody's so busy trying to protect their children, you know, this is a vast world. We have so many different people who are living in this world. On your own block, you could have different people who are living on your own block. Your kids are going to go out into the world and they are going to see that there is somebody walking around that only has one arm, or two women who are walking down the street and they're hugging, or two men, you know, whatever. They're going to see that whether or not you want them to teach them in school or not. They are going to see that. So again, I come back to, what do you do? Is there a solution where we can come to a middle ground where people are not ready to kill each other, curse each other out, fire a teacher or put a teacher in jail because she's teaching something that the law said that she should not teach? What do you do? And the only thing that I can think of is pull your kid out of class. And if your kid really wants to know and learn, you're either going to have to allow them to do it, or they're going to do it in secret. And one thing that kids do, because we've all done it. Your parents tell you no, and we sneak and we do something. It could be something as innocent and silly, whatever, but we've all snuck and done something that our parents told us not to do. So you can be that parent who gets upset when your child comes home and says, I'm going to have a baby, and you want to kick her out the house. But she didn't want to tell you because she knew how you were going to react. So she goes to the back alley person and has an abortion. And then she ends up, you know, all kinds of ways, whatever, you know, or you have that child who is afraid to tell their mother and father that they're gay or that they want to be a girl or boy, because they know how you're going to react, and you react the wrong way, and they commit suicide. Whose fault is that? Is that something that the parent is going to feel guilty about? Because I would feel horrible if my kid couldn't come to me and he committed suicide because I didn't want to accept, or I don't want to say that being narrow-minded or anything, but again, what do you do? DMAC, what, welcome. And is that Caps over here? So Crucible?
Yeah, I think, you know, I tend to agree with you that I don't think there's going to be middle ground. This is such a polarizing topic. People have very strong views on either side of it. But I think one possible approach to middle ground would be to, you know, the laws should not be passed. This is not something that should be legislated by Congress or anything. I think maybe we could agree on certain age limits before certain topics get introduced. I think there needs to be more transparency in terms of the curriculum for parents, in terms of what's being taught. I mean, those are fairly common sense things that could be agreed upon for middle ground, but I think you've got a group of people who have an agenda. It's a social agenda, and I'm not saying it's an unimportant one at all. It has a place. But I think before we can start discussing these things, we've got to try to agree on what that place is, who should have the conversation, and what the age should be the conversation taking place. It's a very small list of possible middle ground points, but it might be a starting point.
Okay. Caps, welcome, as I said, with everyone else.
Hello there. I hope you're doing very well, solid. Yeah, okay, okay.
Good.
Well, you ask me a question and I'll answer it as best as I possibly can without swearing and being a horrible person. So, yeah.
Okay.
So I hope you're doing well, Crucible. I hope everyone's doing well in the room.
What's up, guys?
Yes, yes. The sky, but other than that, I hope you're doing well. But yeah, come on then. So what do you want to ask me? I've got four children. They're all different.
I thought you wanted to come up on the panel. I didn't have a particular question.
Oh, I apologize. But yeah, unless a question, you know, comes up, like if you say that if my child was to become that way, then I suppose I'd have to accept it because that's the way it goes, you know, but like, in my thought and my train of thought and the way things are, like what I look at is, you know, Target and other companies that are kind of like Bud Light, that are kind of pushing it on people that there's no real narrative and you don't really need to do it, you know, and that's why they're getting boycotted and they're losing $126 billion. Like,
well, you know, Caps, that's a different topic.
I said
sort of, but I disagree. You have one particular group of people that are pushing the narrative that you should not sell certain shirts. You know, if you don't, this is where I just go.
Because it's indoctrination to children. Like, you shouldn't be teaching them that.
But, okay, but at the same time, as somebody said,
talk facts, not fairy tales. Yeah.
If it, you know, if it doesn't apply, let it fly. That is what someone said on a TikTok, and she was so true. She was so right. If it doesn't apply, let it fly. So if
do you believe in live and let live? Live and let live. I understand that terminology.
Caps. And I'm trying to get to Ace because she, you know what? In fact, let me go to Ace because Ace is on a break. So Ace.
Oh, I'm off work, Miss Ma'am.
Okay.
I told you I saved that last break for you on purpose.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, I mean, I'm just saying that we are so, we have gotten to a point, not just in this country, but in this world, that I have on a t-shirt right now that is a black woman with a lot of flowers is butterflies and flowers that are her hair. Every time I wear this shirt out, I get negative and comments where people say, I like your shirt. And my thing is, you know, there are a lot of things that I don't like that people have and are wearing, whatever. I don't say anything to them because I don't care. I don't care. It's not my business to get into your business. And like Crazy said earlier in the chat, there are so many more things that we can talk about than whether or not a shirt is being sold at Target. You know, if you don't like buy it.
You know, but you're normalizing it. That's the problem.
But okay, but no, it's not, because you also had people who got upset that during Black History Month.
So you believe in binders for young children. You believe in breast binders for young children. Seriously. You believe that your child, as a girl who believes that she's a boy,
can go into Target and get a breast binder.
Okay, Caps.
I understand what you're saying, but just because I don't believe it doesn't mean
just because
that
someone else has got a difference of an opinion doesn't mean people have to attack my opinion, you know?
Right, right. And this is what I'm Exactly. So you may disagree with it, but I'm not going to stand in front of Target and start boycotting because someone is selling breast binders, whatever. And you have women who identify as women who also use breast binders in like sports or whatever. Some women that are, you know, bigger than some, they bind their breasts at the same time. I don't believe that when you in China, they're still in some places where they're still binding the feet of female girls, so they'll have those little tiny petite feet and they come out deformed. I mean, there are just so many things that we, just because we disagree doesn't mean that we have to be hateful. We have to be nasty.
Can I interject? Can I interject something for 2 seconds? Right. You're saying hateful? No. A difference of an opinion, and don't interject me when I say this. A difference of an opinion. My opinion, like, opinions are like arseholes. Everybody's got one, and I understand that. But on this opinion, when I see in schools that they're giving books to my child that I don't agree with. I believe in sex education, definitely. But I do not agree with you like rendering that movement and putting in transgender and all that. I don't agree with it. I will do it at home if that's the case. If like back in the day, you know, you go to traditional roles, you don't, let's not go there. We're all old enough and clever enough. But the point is with me, my kids, I want them to be kids. I don't want someone trying to show them books about sexual stuff. I want them to go to school and I want them to just learn facts. I don't want them to learn that gender is not really a gender and it's how you feel. I just want them to learn that H2O is H2O and the periodic table is the periodic table and pH 7 is neutral. You know, it's not acidic or it's not, you know, alkaline. You know, like, you know, I want them to learn facts. And is that bad of me for wanting my kids not to really go on that sexual experience parading in schools of being it's right? Caps,
I am not against anything what you are saying. I'm just saying that if your child comes home with a book that you don't like, then you have the right as a parent to take that book away from your child, go up to school and say, you know what? I don't like this book. I'm going to pull my kid out of class while you're teaching this portion for the next 30 minutes, whatever. I'm going to pull my child out of class, have them go to the library, go to study hall, do something. You have the right to pull your child out of class. I don't disagree with that at all. But at the same time, we have gotten to a point where again, Captain, I said this before you came on. I believe gay people have been gay since the beginning of time. I believe that there have been people who have had the need or the urge, or however you want to put it, to trans from male to female, female to male. I believe that 100%. They just didn't come out because society did not allow it. Now we're in a society where people are coming out and they're being themselves, whatever. I'm just saying that if someone writes a book and your child has the book, take the book away from them, but you don't have to go up to the school and start screaming and hollering or yelling at the person that wrote the book or, you know, wanting to beat them up or anything like that. That's what I'm saying. I think that's wrong. If you don't want to buy something in a store, don't buy it. People sell. There's a lot of stuff being sold in stores that people don't like. That's all I'm saying, Caps. Caps, do you want to respond?
No, I get what you're saying. Like with me, what kind of happens is like, if anyone has any type of different view, you're a bigot, you're misogynistic, you're this, that, or the other. You can't say anything anymore because you have a disagreement with something, and it's such a shame, really, that no one's really allowed to be honest. And because I've got 4 children, I'm not allowed to give my expression without getting judged and being made to feel like the bad guy. And it's pretty sad, really, when you think about it, because when I look at my life, I've always brought my kids up that a man and a woman, like, I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. Like, you know, just like animals, no, you know, if you want an animal to breed and you want a dog out of it, you know, the bitch is the bitch and the dog is the dog, you know, and you breed them and they fucking, they bring out a baby, you know, like a little puppy. That's it. Like a chick, same thing. Like my dad bred all his life, bred, like, we just know it as not natural to me. Like, that's natural to me. And when someone says, no, you're wrong or you're horrible to think different, I was going to look at them and think, I'm old school, you're not. Maybe that's what it is. I'm not woke. I'm so sorry. I don't get it. I'm not horrible. I'm not nasty to you, towards you people. My cousin's guy couldn't give a fuck. As long as you don't put it in my face, mate, couldn't give a fuck. That's your fucking problem, not my problem. But I find that's your business, should I say. Not problem, sorry. Business, not my business. Do you know what I mean? I don't believe in it. It was called buggery like 30 years ago. You get locked up for doing shit like that. You know what I mean? Okay. So like, or 50 or maybe 100 years ago, whatever. But like, you know, that's just, I don't believe in it. And just because I don't believe in it doesn't mean you don't. I'm not trying to sway you and tell you that you should believe in what I believe in. All I'm giving is my opinion.
That's where I come down, Caps. I mean, because it is just my opinion. I'm not here to debate people. I'm not here to change anyone's mind.
No, okay, I'm with you. I think you're brilliant.
You know, but at the same time, I am woke. And I'm going to say again, woke is a black term that
was co-opted. I think we're all woke nowadays.
You know, woke means, before it was co-opted and turned into something nasty and mean and rude and ugly, woke means that you are aware. And I am aware.
I'm aware of everything. So I
am woke. And people who say that they're not woke, for this, you know, apparently for everybody coming on here giving your opinions and stuff, y'all are woke. But that's another, you know, show, whatever.
I agree with you.
Hold on, Caps. I want to read what Crazy says, and then Ace, I'm coming to you. Crazy says, I'm pro-choice, not really anti-anything, freedom of choice. However, if it's a minor, I would like to see intense interviews with them about mental maturity, and there should be a cutoff age, but not regulated by the government. Crazy, I think that way too. I mean, it's like I am anti. There are things that I'm anti. But again, as long as you're not spewing hate, you're not ready to beat someone up because they're gay, or they did, or they're doing this, or they vote this way, or they do this, or you're yelling at somebody because how did you do this, or whatever.
I love gay people, the funniest. Hold on, Caps.
You know, so you know, I'm, you know, just again, don't get mad at me because I vote a certain way. Don't get mad at me if I'm gay. Don't get mad at me because I am trans. That is my choice. I don't think we have a right to yell, scream, whatever. That's where I say you draw the line. And like, again, I go back to this young lady from TikTok who said, if it doesn't apply, let it fly. But a lot of people just can't seem to do that. A lot of people just have to say something. So with that, I'm going to go to Ace and welcome Lily, Filthy Breakfast, Sam I Am, Official Doom. Did I welcome you? If I didn't, well, welcome. Give y'all your official welcomes. Ace, go ahead. Thank you for waiting patiently, and you have been waiting patiently.
No problem. Is there any particular part of the conversation that you want to deter back to?
We've been at this point, jump in because I'm already past my hour mark and I'm going to be wrapping it up very soon. So go ahead.
Okay. So then I'll go with like Crazy's comment. So when it comes to the youth within the community, the way that it is supposed to be done, do not get me wrong. I've stated this before on my own show. People find workarounds, especially if they're really desperate for it. However, whether you are a youth or an adult, and you state that you are transgender and believe that you want to go through sex reassignment surgery, or I'm sorry, gender affirming surgery is the correct term. My apologies. There is a requirement that you have to meet. There is so many psychiatric hours that you have to go through. It is something where they want to determine that it is truly something that you want, and it's not just a moment of confusion or possibly a deeper rooted issue, and this is how you're masking it. You have to also go through this process before a doctor will even do that gender reassignment surgery with you. They have to have the signed off paperwork from a psychiatrist. When it comes to the youth, they are not allowed to have gender affirming reassignment surgery. They are allowed to do hormones or hormone blockers. Hormone blockers have been around for decades. We use them before anybody even knew what they were. We give them to our athletes. We give them especially to gymnastics. They were given to them for the longest time because it helps put a pause on you developing. As you know, most gymnastics, they are very petite. Their chest is basically non-existent, or at least that is the way that it is presented. And so it allows them to build their muscle instead of building those hips and building their chest. However, it has also crossed over and has been there for people who are debating whether or not it is the correct path for gender reassignment surgery for them. Now, this is something that has to be approved by a parent. They cannot bypass a parent to get these hormone blockers. And all it does is it temporarily postpones what you go through puberty. Once you take off those hormone blockers, you immediately go through your puberty. Does not mean it's going to start the next day, but once the medication is out of your system, your body triggers for you to go through your hormonal growth. Now, when it comes to HRT, the hormone replacement therapy, so whether it is steroids or it is estrogen, depending on where it is that you are leaning towards, that is also reversible. The minute a trans man stops taking HRT, as soon as their testosterone levels, their start to decrease, they will realize that the estrogen levels start to increase and they go back to no longer having as deep as a boy's. The facial hair does not grow like it did before. In some instances, it will continue to grow just very slow. Other instances, it has stopped altogether.
And then when they regret it,
not done, Caps, I am not done.
Caps, don't interrupt. Don't interrupt.
I'm
for
sorry.
Those who are on estrogen, it stops them from formulating breast tissue and experiencing certain side effects that you experience as somebody who is naturally born female. So those parts are reversible, but they do not allow the actual reassignment surgery until you are at least at 18 years of age and have been through so much psychotherapy. Again, people find workarounds on things, okay, especially with laws.
Ace, let me ask this, because this is one thing that I am 100% against.
Okay.
Now, I do not believe that a transgender female who has gone from male to female should be allowed to compete in female sports.
I would disagree to an extent, and here's why. When you replace do the replacement therapy for the hormones, the estrogen actually starts taking the effect on somebody who was assigned male at birth, transitioning to a female. It takes the effect on them as what a born female goes through in puberty. They lose muscle mass because our muscle mass as born female is not genetically as enhanced as a male's. Their hips do widen. So there are changes, actual changes that happen to their body structure, not the genetics.
I disagree with that because, and I always get this woman's name wrong. Who is the wrestler who
I think with, I know who you're talking about.
Okay,
I see them on Twitter.
But she was literally, she was hurting women to the point where you know, she was almost breaking their necks, whatever. So it's like, I'm sorry, I don't believe that.
This is where I was wanting to finish, though.
Okay,
it depends. I think that a lot of it needs to be dependable, and it's a very hard thing to narrow down. I would not be able to narrow this down. A lot of it is going to depend on A, how long have you been on the hormones? B, how much of a difference has it made? I do know if it's the same female wrestler that I'm thinking about, and I might be wrong because there may be more than one. I do know that once they start taking those hormones and they start making the changes to the body's physical structure, they do have to work twice as hard to maintain whatever they had before. But I believe there's a lot of variables that are dependent on whether or not someone should be able to play against somebody who is assigned that at birth versus transition to it. But then I feel like it's a hard thing to grasp as to where that line is, because nobody's body and their physics and their chemistry are the same. So where, say the breaking point would be for sports athlete A, doesn't mean that's going to be the same breaking point for sports athlete B. They may not see the same amount of changes until 6 months after athlete A. And then when you bring in C, that could be a whole nother different situation. So I think that there's a way to narrow it down. It just has not been determined.
Okay.
And that athlete, I know it's who I think you're talking about. Yeah, they've definitely they've done some damage.
I don't think that that's funny. I think that's wrong. And I'm sorry. Anyway, Caps, go on.
Thank you. Because I'm gonna do one. Oh yeah, I'm gonna do one. Because I'm gonna do my own show anyway. Like, but nothing to do with this. I'm trying to relax. But all I wanted to say, really, it's not hurting anyone's feelings. This is my opinion again. This is what some people can't agree with or can't agree with. Couldn't really give a fuck. But I will say, it's like Sam. I am solid. You're solid, bro. And like I'm gonna say about this, women who identify as men or men who identify as women in sports, to be God's honest truthful, I really don't think it's acceptable. I think you should make your own sport due to the fact that it's blatantly obvious. And you say that we have to accommodate for you to see how your testosterone level is and your estrogen level is. That is a pure disgrace. We made this sport before you brought out that bullshit. So fuck you. The way I see it is you make your own fucked up sport that you believe whatever you do in fairyland and you want to be a mermaid and shit and a furry.
I apologize,
but it's out of order. You have got people who have been trained for years and years and years. I've got friends who have put money into men and women who have trained in Olympics, and yet you just go and just crap all over it. That is disgusting. I'm sorry, but that is disgusting. You can't just come and go, oh, now you've got to believe, otherwise you're a bigot, you're a nasty person, your hatred, your words are violence. You're absolutely deluded. No, the point I'm getting at is never step on Olympics toes. Never. You can't put a man against a woman. You can't even try and go, oh, but they're on these certain drugs and they're bringing their testosterone down. Get over it. Come on, man. Just don't even, come on. You can't even say that. That is complete bull. Yeah. All I'm saying is, make your own sport. Anyway, solid, thank you for giving me the time, and I really appreciate you. I love you to bits. I always have, and I'm being serious. I'm not being nasty to anybody. That's my opinion.
Caps, I understand. I understand what you're saying. At the beginning of the show, I said that this show may trigger someone. And Caps, I agree with what you just said, not necessarily in the words and stuff that you use, but I agree with what you said. I do not believe that men who have transitioned to females should be in sports against where you're competing against other women. I agree with you. I do not believe that the pills or whatever imbalance. I do not be.
You can't defend it. No one can. Yeah.
So, okay. So I'm going to go to Crucible. Crucible, are you still there? Do you have any last words?
Yeah, I'm just going to say one thing real quick. I know we can't live in the past. Time marches on, and for good reason. We make progress in lots of different areas, but it seems to me that I recall we raised several generations of children and now adults pretty successfully by not introducing these concepts at such an early age. I think in a perfect world, you let each individual child develop their curiosity about different areas on their own, and they get addressed as they come up with it. Each child is different. My parents didn't sit us all down one day and start talking about whether there was a Santa Claus or an Easter Bunny or anything like that. Nor did they discuss sexuality, because they knew that we were going to have questions on our own at different paces, right? So I just think we should allow our...
Cap, stop interrupting.
I'm just saying we're allowing adults to make decisions based on their needs and their interests and their agendas, where it may not be appropriate to involve children. I think there should be a 16-year-old cutoff for any kind of conversation about gender surgeries or anything like that. If you want to talk like Ace said earlier, you want to show the family tree with mommy and mommy on top, I got zero problems with that whatsoever. But in terms of these sensitive, delicate topics that involve life-changing subjects, I believe we should allow children to get there at their own pace, answer their questions as they come up, and not engage in mass, broadly administered indoctrination, because not everybody needs it at the same time.
Okay, and on that note,
can I say something really quickly? No.
Go ahead, Caps. Quickly.
I agree with him because I love him for it, because I really agree with Crucible, because that's all I've ever done. I don't know what my kids are going to say to me next. Understand that I've got a 15, 14, 13, and I'm not trying to have a competition, and a 9-year-old. And I literally, if they come out with me, I'm going to have to deal with it. It doesn't mean I have to agree with it, though. Do you get where I'm coming from?
Okay.
I'm just going to say this
because, you know, I'm going to say it the best way that I know how. There are groups in this country who have made laws that are just downright wrong, not with just transgender, but with a lot of things. Every group, no matter what group you belong to, no matter what group, whatever political party you're in, whatever race you're in, whatever social group you're in, whatever sports group that or sports team that you back, everybody has an agenda. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody. And the only way that I can see that we can just come together is that if you don't like it, either step back and don't have your kid in this class, don't have your kid go to that school, don't have your, you know, if you want to switch teachers, switch teachers. But I do not believe that teachers should be criminalized and put in jail because they're teaching certain things. And that's how some laws are being made. Again, if you don't like something, okay, that's fine. But I don't think that we have the right to be mean and nasty, call people out of their names, beat people up, want to do whatever. I don't think we have the right to say that. Because like I said, every group, no matter what group you're in, has a narrative and has an agenda. Everyone does. So on that note, I'm going to clear the panel, Ace, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking time out of work.
Should we say some kind words?
I am about to disconnect everybody off the panel and play my outro, whatever.
I love you all. Thank you. I'll see you soon.
So, all right. So, Ace, so everyone, everybody just need to, like Rodney King said back in 1993, can't everybody just get along? So on that note, I'm going to give us a little outro, and thank you everybody in the chat for coming. had a lot of variables today, but we kept it civil. We kept it civil. Ashford and Simpson, y'all. Hey, everyone. I thought that was appropriate. till we get it right. So everyone, tomorrow, there will be no show tomorrow, Tuesday, June 6th. I will be back on Wednesday, but there will be no show tomorrow. So until then, everyone, enjoy your day or weekend wherever you are in the world. Thank you so much for, this was a good show, great show. I hope we all learned something, or if we didn't, we listen. But anyway, enjoy your day or weekend wherever you are in the world, and I hope to see you back on Wednesday. Bye.